The Alkei Nikra Chanukah, and this is one of the reasons why this holiday is called Chanukah, Loshen Chinuch. Chinuch means education, and it means when you're first starting to educate a child, early stages of education, that's Chinuch. Bechinas Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash, just like they reinitiated the Beis HaMikdash, which had been stopped. The service in the Beis HaMikdash had been brought to a screeching halt, and now they started it up again, starting up. Ki loy dai sheloy hichrivu avodas Beis HaMikdash, because not only did the Greeks not succeed in eliminating the service of the Beis HaMikdash, gam zachinu al yedei toikef hanisim lahamshich tikun kozeh, but rather, as a result of the great miracles of Chanukah, we were zoche to introduce a tikun into the world, into Klal Yisrael, into our calendar, lasos Chanukah b'chol shana v'shana, that the Jews will celebrate these days as a holiday every single year for the rest of time. Dehainu shanu zochen b'toich toikef hagolus hazeh, meaning that we are privileged even during this severe exile that we're going through today, lahaschil gamato lechanech Beis HaMikdash, to start up the Beis HaMikdash even now while we're in exile. Because with this that we celebrate Chanukah, even while we're in exile, Shehem Yemei Hoido, which are days of thanks offering to Hashem, Dainu, which means Shonu Moidim or Meshapchanosis Borach Al Kol Hanisim Shosimon Adheno. We acknowledge and we praise Hashem for the great miracles that He has done for us till now. The fact that we've been able to survive till today. And therefore, based on that, based on looking back and seeing how we were able to make it through all the incredible difficulties till now, this gives us the confidence, Kasher Adheno Azarun Rachmov, that just as Hashem's kindness has helped us till now, Kain Yishma Tfiloseinu Vitzakaseinu Tomid, so too Hashem will always listen to our prayers and our outcries, Ada Sherigolenu Gula Shlema, until He will bring a complete and final redemption, Veyivne Beis Mikdashenu, and He will build the Beis HaMikdash permanently. So through that, Ayidei Zeh Biatzmoy, Onu Mamshichim Bechinas Binyan Beis HaMikdash. By doing this, by doing what we just described, by remembering the fact that Hashem has helped us all the years of it, and using that as to give us the confidence to pray now, to ask Him to help us now, this itself, through this, we draw upon ourselves the new Beis HaMikdash, the building of the final Beis HaMikdash. Ki ikar ha-ge'ula u-binyan Beis HaMikdash yihye al yedei zeh. Because the main thing that's going to bring about our redemption and that's going to bring about the building of the Beis HaMikdash is going to be this. What is this? Al yedei tfiloseinu v'tzakoseinu kiyodua. Our tfilos and our outcries. Even though everything in Yiddishkeit is important, everything is good. Learning Torah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, everything is a mitzvah. It's all great. The most important, the ikar thing that's going to bring about the Geula and Binyan Beis Mikdash is Tefillah and Tzoko. Kayadua, as is known in the Zohar HaKodesh and the Kisvei Arizal throughout the Torah. Ukama Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal B'Simen Beis. And as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 2, in the first half of Likut Imran, Al Maimar Rabba Bar Bar Chona, regarding the story of Rabba Bar Chona, who was riding on a ship, and he saw what appeared to be like an island. He saw what looked like an island and grass growing on it. So they got off the ship, they went on this island, and they started cooking and baking, barbecue, shish kebab, the whole thing. And then suddenly, the island turned over. They discovered the island wasn't no island. It was a big, big, big fish. And as soon as the fish got a little heated up, he decided to do a little somersault, a little turn over. And the Gemara says that, that were we not near the ship, it would have been all over, we would have drowned. And Rabbeinu Zal interprets that story there, where it says there, kadcham, when things heated up, when it got warm, gabe ishapech, the back of the fish flipped over. The back went to the front, and the stomach went to the... And Rabbeinu Zal says there that this refers to that when the Jews, with their tefillos, will warm up Hashem. They'll turn up the heat in our tefillah. We will intensify our praise to Hashem. Then Hashem's back will turn around. Right now, Hashem's back is facing us. He's turned his back on us while we're in exile. When we'll heat things up with the intensity of our tefillah and tzokah, the gabe is hapech. Rav Rosenfels, everyone said that the word gabe is the first letters gevura, Bina Hoid, which is the left side in the Sfirois, in the Midos of Hashem, those are the ones which represent Midas Hadin, the judgment and harshness of Hashem. So this Gabe Yishapech will turn around. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us there, She'onu mischaskin adayin litzoyku l'spal Hashem Yisborach, that through the fact that we still keep crying out and davening to Hashem, Hurak al yidei b'chinas Chanukah, and what enables us to do that is only because of the fact that we have this gift called Chanukah, al yidei b'chinas Toida kanal. The fact that we have this secret of thanks, thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, al yidei she'onu moidim al over, by being able to show appreciation and recognition to Hashem for all the good things He did for us in the past. That enables us to ask Him for our help now and to get all the salvations that we need. Nimtza, we see therefore, the shegam achshav onu mechanchen asabei samikdash b'chanukah, that nowadays also, while we're in exile, we are initiating the service in the Beis Hamikdash right now, even though we don't have the Beis Hamikdash physically with us, but we're starting up that same kind of action. What the Beis Hamikdash is famous for, what the Beis Hamikdash is known for, we're starting it up right now. Ki ikar binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mherav yameinu yihyeh al yedei zeh. Because the main thing that's going to bring about the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash speedily in our time is through this. Al yedei shezochinu lebechinas toida vohido. Through the fact that we, the Jewish people, are zeche to know about this, about thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, and we do it. Gam ato betoikif ha-golos, even now while we're still experiencing the severity of golos, of exile. Shezeo b'chinas Chanukah, this is the Chanukah, which we celebrate now while we're still in golos. We're doing Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Praising Hashem and thanking Hashem? That's binyan Beis Hamikdash. That's building the Beis Hamikdash. That's on a general level, referring to the entire Jewish people. U'kemoikenhu b'chol adam u'b'chol zman. And this applies also to each and every individual Jew in every single different generation. She'ikar hachinuch l'avoydes ha'boyeris borach hu'ayidei b'china zois, b'china stoy devoydor. The main beginning of coming close to Hashem, you want to start coming close to Hashem, or you want to make a new beginning, you need fuel, you need energy. We know, everybody knows this, that a car, when the engine is running, to get it to keep going, or to get even to go faster, doesn't take that much energy. But when a car is off, when the ignition is off, and you want to turn a car on, you need a major, major burst of energy. You need, that's what taxes the battery. That turning on the car when it's an off, that's what takes a major energy. So too, whenever a Jew wants to start, make a beginning in serving Hashem, coming close to Hashem, he needs a major boost of energy. And that boost of energy comes from Toido Hoido. This practicing this thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for every single thing you can possibly find to thank Him for and praise Him for. Shehi b'chinas Chanukah, that's Chanukah, chinuch, starting up. And look how Rav Nosson Zal explains this now. Because based on what each and every one of us goes through, based on what each and every one of us knows, the suffering that we are experiencing, that our neshama is experiencing, the major suffering, mitayvas hayetzahara, from all the desires that the Yetzirah is trying to impose upon us, the wrong kind of desire for women and for food and for sleep, all kinds of junk, all kinds of bad things. Me'ato bevadai hoyokosher lehiskayim. Based on how much we're being pounded by the Yetzirah on all sides with all of these tivus rois, it would be extremely difficult for us to be able to hold on ad sheyizke lugula shlema, till everything gets resolved, till I'm zeicher to a complete redemption. Dehainu sheyia ish kosher karoy, till I become mamish a tzaddik, a totally religious person. Sheze bechinas gula shlema, that's final redemption. It's very hard for a person to hold on for the length of time that it takes for a person to go from where I'm at right now, where I'm being bombarded every day from all sides by the Yetzirah with Taivas Rois and Midas Rois, until I'm going to get to my tikkun, until I'm going to become a real, totally religious person. V'alkein be'emes kama v'kama hischilu v'naflu. And that's why the truth is that there are many people who started becoming religious, or who started becoming more religious, and then they dropped out. They quit. There are some people who are able to do it, to keep it going for days and even for years. However, after a certain amount of time, they couldn't handle the bitterness and the suffering, the heavy suffering that the Yetzirah was putting them through. And each one of them fell away. Each one in their own way ended up leaving, quitting. Whether it's quitting Yiddishkeit, whether it's quitting from the tzaddik, leaving, stopping their connection to the tzaddik.